Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
Welcome you back here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. And 22 days until Tennessee takes on Ball State. They're going to be opening up their 2022 calendar on September 1 against the MAC opponent. Thursday night, it's going to be happening on the SEC Network. But Eric Kane, still days for us to get to and still recaps of the first scrimmage at Neyland Stadium. Good morning to you, man.
Yeah, good morning. Scrimmage 1 of fall camp is over and done with for the University of Tennessee. There seemed to be some good things that took place inside Neyland Stadium yesterday. The Vols ran nearly 100 plays while getting some work in situational football, such as third and shorts, fourth and shorts, goal line, even some overtime periods, according to Josh Heupel. Hendon Hooker threw multiple touchdowns. Jeremy Banks rolled it an athletic interception, and the run game appeared to be moving as Josh Heupel was pleased with both Jabari Small and his two young freshman backs. Here's Tennessee head football coach Josh Heupel.
Yeah, Jabari did a really good job today. Ran extremely well. I thought his keys took him to the right cut. He played with great in and out and pad level on contact. He probably got close to 25, 30 reps today. And our young guys got a lot of work. Dylan and Justin was, without going back and watching the tape, really pleased with how they functioned and played.
Tennessee is off today. The team will return to the practice field tomorrow and scrimmage 2 of fall camp. That's going to take place on Sunday. This UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
All right, we talked a little bit about the depth there at the running back position over the last 20 minutes. You know what I'm going to ask next. If it's not running backs, it's left tackle. Anything to report when it comes to J.J. Crawford against Gerald Mincy when they were going head-to-head?
Well, Josh Heupel wouldn't really go into there. He said he wouldn't be fair. He needed to go check the tape and everything. But he did say that, just from being out there on the field, it looked like those two guys had a pretty good scrimmage. The talk around the scrimmage is both those guys played well. And so that's only a good thing for Tennessee.
Great, no separation. Awesome.
But that's only you could maybe see a situation where they're both going to play against a team like Ball State, even if they haven't figured it out in camp, and then kind of figure it out from there. But J.J. Crawford, been told that he got the reps with the first team first couple of times. Gerald Mincy was getting the reps with the second team. But apparently both of those guys played pretty well yesterday. So we'll see if scrimmage 2 can find some separation. But that battle at left tackle is still ongoing, and it's still probably neck and neck.
All right, so right now, nothing on that. Like, do you believe it's neck and neck, or do you believe it's there's no separate, or do you believe they're just not telling us?
I believe it's J.J. Crawford. I believe they want it to be Gerald Mincy.
Okay,
but I do believe that they don't know who would start game 1 right now. But I think J.J. Crawford's in the lead because he's been repping with the first team all camp, and he practiced in spring when Gerald Mincy missed a lot of time with an ankle.
All right, so outside of Cedric Tillman, the other receivers, that's the one position group that I didn't hear or see a lot about. What is that? And it's kind of the other big position battle that we're looking at on the offensive side. What do those other receivers not named Cedric Tillman look like?
Well, Jeremy Pruitt, goodness gracious. Josh Heupel mentioned a couple of guys in the slot yesterday that stood out. He actually mentioned Jimmy Callaway, first time he's really mentioned his name all spring. Or all fall camp. He mentioned Jalen Hyde making some plays and all that. Walker Merrill's been bumped to the outside away from the slot. So he mentioned Ramel Keaton, Walker Merrill, and of course Brew McCoy. Those are kind of the three guys that are, really battling to get some playing time on that outside receiver opposite of Cedric Tillman. When Brew McCoy's been banged up a little bit right now. When he's healthy and take it he's eligible for the season, he'll be out there. He'll be starting. But Walker Merrill has been getting a whole lot of run because he knows the offense, he can catch, and he's a solid contributor. But Brew McCoy should be that guy once he's completely healthy. But those are kind of the names that were brought up yesterday by Josh Heupel in the press conference.
Every day here on the starting lineup, I'm going to ask the same question at the same time, and you're going to give me a yes-no answer. You ready? Eric Kane, has Brew McCoy been cleared yet?
No, he has not. No update on that, by the way. Yeah, Josh Heupel was asked about that, and he said no update on that. And then he asked about the eligibility of Lynn J. Dixon, the running back, and said that he will be eligible. So I think that's just a matter of clearing some things. But no update on Brew McCoy from Josh Heupel.
Eric Kane, outside of the Banks interception, defense. Highlights, standouts, what can you give us about that side of the ball?
Didn't hear a whole lot. And, you know, the Josh Heupel did say that they got some situational work in. They look good and, you know, getting after the quarterback, coming home a little bit. Of course, they blow those plays dead. Look good in third down. So he said he's seen some improvement. Obviously, Jeremy Banks had the interception yesterday. Some word around the scrimmages. Desmond Williams, a junior college cornerback that, you know, thought that he might get a whole lot of run this year. I haven't really heard his name much, but heard that he was looking pretty good. Christian Charles, who ditched the non-contact jersey a day before, was repping with the first team defense yesterday. So that's a good sign. Didn't get a whole lot of information on the defense, but you know, it appears that Josh Heupel's pleased kind of with the progress of the team overall.
Tanner, appreciate you. Head-to-head, we go to our corners now. Five burning questions. Next segment, we have it for you in the next 4 minutes here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.